I'm going to move into our call workshop segment right now. And as I do this, I want to tell you, I think it's been one of the strongest business building techniques I have seen in 14 years of being in the business. And how this came to be, I've always done a lot of one-on-one calls with people. I've always worked and mentored people, helping them. I was never big on three ways personally. I didn't work it. I should have done it more. But with this, it has changed the course of our business. And it really started to happen. I've got a person in our area in the Milwaukee, Wisconsin area named Daryl Berzik. I don't know, Daryl, wherever you are, man. And I started seeing some really good growth coming from Daryl's group. And I looked at it, and we go to the UBPs, and there's more people there. We go to the UBPs, there's more people there. They're smiling, they're happy, they're having fun. And I'm like, what is Daryl doing? So I was going to a UBP up in Madison, and Daryl and I talked. He said he would ride with me, and my thought was, I've got him hooked up for an hour. He can't go anywhere. So he explained what he had done with this workshop like this, and I've just taken it and ran with it because it makes so much sense, because I understood the fears that we all run into in the business. It's not that we can't do everything it takes to be successful. It's just like having a workout partner, like Amber said at the gym. Lisa and I, my wife Lisa and I started we do a boot camp at 7 a.m. 3 days a week, one of those where you go and you run in a park and stuff and do all this. And it's funny because there's two of us. If one of us is tired, we have to go because the other one wants to go. And it makes you go. And there's times you think, man, I wouldn't do this. If Lisa wasn't going, I wouldn't go. And I know sometimes she'd say, if I wouldn't go, she wouldn't go. We both go. We've never missed doing this since we started it because it is a partnership. What call workshops are and why they work is they are workshops, not play shops. How many people want to make some serious money in here? Serious money. And do it fast. We've taught you how to build through the seven no-nos. Now we got to take action to make things happen. All the theory in the world is great, but you got to take action to make things happen. It's scheduled. There's the power of positive energy in a group. There's coaching. There's a feeling of family and teamwork. There's accountability. There's excitement. And I'll explain all these as I walk through this. Here's some results. We've had a week where we booked over 100 appointments within our organizations through call workshops to show the plan. How many of you think your team would be doing better if it was booking 100 appointments a week to get people in front of Market America? And really, one of the things Lisa and I have talked about, we're going to set up a night. We're going to get some groups together. We're going to do 100 in one night, and we're going to film it to show people. We're going to take pictures and put it on to show what can happen if you get together and you take action. Top recruiters in our organization have been most consistent with the call workshops because it makes them do the work. It also separates the people who say they want to be successful. How many of you have those people? I'm going to tear it up. They're here. I'm going to tear it up, Dennis. I'm so fired up at this convention. And they go home and it's like, poof. Where'd you go? Because they had nothing scheduled, nothing ready to go, and the excitement dwindled. They went out, someone told them it wouldn't work, and they forgot everything they learned in three powerful days. We want to keep this going. We want to keep it in a rhythm, okay? Best teaching and recruiting tool. Pick a day of the week. Here's how it works. You pick a day of the week that you want to do this. It could be Sunday night. It could be Monday night. I have people who do it Wednesday during the day, Tuesday during. It doesn't matter. It is just a consistent time that works, okay? Consistent time that works. It's going to last anywhere from an hour and a half to 2 to 3 hours. That's going to depend on the size of the team you have there and what you guys are really striving to go for. I recommend every week. You could do it every other week, but the best results I've seen are keeping in the rhythm. It's like trying to work out every other week. How does that work out for you? I'll do it hard this week. So what you need to do is pick a time frame. I'm going to make a recommendation, minimum of 12 weeks. This is not a trial. Let's do it for a week, team, and see what happens. Because that's the number one mistake I see. People get all fired up. They learn about call workshops. They go home. They book a night, and they never have it set up the next week, the week after, the week after. And if you do it for 2 or 3 weeks, you're not going to get the results you need. It needs to be an ongoing, consistent date in your calendar. Let me ask you a question. If you had a new person and they knew that they were booked every Monday night from 7 to 9 to make calls with their senior partners, they were going to learn, they were going to contact people and set appointments, do you think they'd have a better 12 first weeks than someone who did not, trying to do it on their own? I mean, it's all logic. That's all it is. Think about the logic. Time frame doesn't really matter. You can send an ATG or an email to your group to let them know what you're doing, but I want to tell you the truth. Here's the way it works best. I call up Ben and I say, Ben, I'm going to start doing this. It's going to be at 7 o'clock on Monday nights. I would like your commitment to have you do it the next 12 weeks. I know you've been saying, I want to really build this thing and you want to really go. I think this will be the best way to do it. Would you commit to me for the 12 weeks? And if Ben says yes, I got one person coming there who just gave me their commitment. Because I'm going to tell you, you put an ATG, you put an email out, you can put it out to 1,000 people, you might get 2 people who show up. I'd rather call 5 people. If I call 5, I'll have 5 typically. And all I need is 3, 4, 5 people at one of these, and we're going to hit an absolute home run with it. Team members can join at any time. Identify people you want to participate. Identify them, pick them, get them there, and get them working. As I mentioned, it's going to be 2 to 3 hours. First 15 minutes, we're getting together. There's some time to come in and talk for a little while. So if it's starting at 7 or if it's starting at 6, maybe the first 15 minutes, we bond a little bit. We know that there's going to be a little bit late. Everyone has to bring their phone, their own cell phone. They're not going to use my home line. It has to be charged. At our house, we've had some distributors who have showed up, some business partners who showed up, and they said, oh, my cell phone's dead. I have 6 kids. We have 8 phones. They can't get away with it. I've got a charger for everything. No worries. Let's charge this puppy up. You'll be good to go. Gather the team in a semicircle. This was my team right here. We'd gather in a semicircle, and each person would hand in their local challenge or their president's challenge. And as they hand it in, and I take a look at it, because I'm the team leader of this group, they're going to read out loud very quickly their goals to the next major event. What's our next major event after this one? World Conference. We're going to World. So they're going to say, here's my goal. And the goals can be very simple. I'd like to add 6 new business partners that I personally introduce. I'd like my team to grow by X amount. I'd like to add X number of customers. Taking advantage of some of our new packages, different things like that. Whatever it is, they've got it written down, they read it. I hand them back their local or president's challenge, and I might remind them what we need to do to get there. So that really it comes down to what? Accountability. And accountability is everything in the business. It keeps everybody on task. Each team member must make calls. I loved what Amber said when she started talking about this, because you know what she said? She said what? Sometimes I get scared. When I learned this, I brought it out. I had some of my team members do it. I called up one of the guys. I said, hey, how'd it go? He said, oh, it went great. Everybody was really fired up. I got 3 calls that day from his team saying, why didn't he make calls? Why did he just coach us? And here's what they were saying. If it's so good, why isn't he doing it? Or isn't he really building? See, you have to be a leader in this business. And there's a difference. I know we have the management performance compensation plan. I've always believed it should be the leadership performance compensation plan. Because management, how many of you have worked for a manager you don't like? I happen to love mine. Mr. Franks, I love you, man. But we've all worked for people like that, that we don't like, right? Because they told you what to do, but they wouldn't do it themselves. How many of you have worked for a leader? If you ever worked for a leader, man, you run through a wall for them, wouldn't you? You know why? Because they'll never ask you to do anything they would not do. So every leader makes these same calls. I remember, I don't know where Lisa is, Lisa Lieberman Wang, but I remember I was on the phone with her one day, and she said, Jim, this thing, I started doing your call workshops, but they're upsetting me. And I said, why? She said, because I have to make calls when I'm with the people, and now I'm sponsoring people, and I got to work hard again. It's the beauty of the business, right? Beauty of the business. Start with the most experienced team person, lead to the next. It could be booking an appointment with a prospect or invite, calling a potential customer. But all these things you see up there, whatever it is, are great. But we're really trying to get together with people to talk to them. That's what we're doing. One of the things we do going into every regional, we put our call workshops together or every major event, and we make sure we call other business owners who aren't going, and we show team members how to sell tickets. That's one of our last big pushes, is how do we sell tickets with this? So any result-producing call can be used when we when we do this. Get back in a circle for a review. By the way, let me explain what happens real quick on this. If Tony's my first guy going off, Tony's going to make his call. If he gets a voicemail, what Tony's going to do is leave a message. He is going to leave a normal message. Normal is like this. Hey, this is Tony. Could you give me a call back? And if it's someone he knows, he doesn't leave his number. If it's someone he doesn't know that well, he leaves his phone number twice, slowly, so they can repeat it. It's not, and I've seen this in my workshops where someone calls, hey, this is Tony, and I'm calling you because I have a really neat opportunity for you. That is code for don't ever call me again. You're calling people you know typically or you've met. Be normal. Be yourself. That's what generates people calling you back. If he gets another voicemail, we move on to the next person. Now, while we're moving on, these people are there. They've got their names. They've got their phones. I've seen times where people are so nervous. They're new. They've never made calls. I'm going to tell a quick story. Is Joan Herrera, are you in here? Where's Joan? She's back there. Joan was new to the business. She'd lost 45 pounds on our TLS line. 45 pounds. Great at moving product. We had a home business presentation scheduled for a Saturday. This is a Monday. We have nobody coming at this point. Joan is in the line waiting to make her calls because we go boom, 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 boom. Joan's sitting there, and here's what happens. Her phone rings. Everybody's got it on vibrate, but it vibrates. She looks down. She goes, what do I do? We said, answer it, Joan. Joan picks up the phone, and she goes, it's her brother, Polly. She goes, hey, Polly, can't believe you called. You know that thing I lost weight with? I got a guy coming over to talk about making money. You want to come over on Saturday? It was not the smoothest I've ever heard. Joan, you'd probably agree with this, right? But guess what Polly said? Yeah, I'll be there. She's like, oh. We start making calls again. She's still waiting. Her phone rings again. She looks up. You know what to do. This time, though, she's getting it. She's like, I can't believe you called. I'm sitting here with some of my business partners. And I'm thinking, I didn't tell her to say that. That was good. And she's like, I was thinking about giving you a call. Saturday, I've got someone. She booked somebody else. Joan is now an executive coordinator, blasting the business out. She's a top leader. Joan, congratulations. So we get together at the end. We go through what we've done. We try to match people together and book appointments out so people can go out and work together if need to be. So if I've got two teachers there, maybe we can put two teachers who go meet with the teacher, or a person who's not a teacher with a teacher to meet with the teacher they're going to talk to about the business so we can match either occupations or personalities. Can't always do it. Doesn't matter what organization. What we're trying to teach here is teamwork makes the dream work. If we work together on it, it all goes together. Here's some questions I get. What happens if I get a voicemail? Leave a message. That's normal. What if someone calls back during the call session? Walk out of the room and answer the phone. Don't have two conversations going. What if a call starts to go too long? What if I call Andrew and it gets into a personal conversation very quick? Because sometimes you'll call somebody and they'll say something's happened with their family, something like that. Walk out of the room. Don't sit there and talk about something personal in front of other people. Just walk out and keep the call going. What if I only have two people show up? What if only Keith and Yardley show up? We got, you know what, Keith and Yardley and I are going to make calls for the next 2 hours. I had a guy drive 2 hours, Earl Green, who is here. You're wonderful. He showed up 2 hours, only guy who showed up, because I put out an email and I didn't personally call people. So Earl Green and I sat down for 2 hours, and we booked call after call after call after call. He made me work. It was beautiful. What if 10 people show up? We'll usually go through once together, and then we split into groups of five. Because people, here's what's going to happen. The person who is nervous to make the call, they can't wait to make, once they've been through it once, they don't want to wait. They want to get back to them. In fact, if people hesitate, someone else will pop the phone and start dialing it right away. Because when you work as a team, it creates excitement. Would I ever let a senior partner help on a call? Absolutely. If it starts going the wrong way, I can say, you know what, I got my senior partner here, Lisa Grant. I'd love to put her on the phone with you if you don't mind. She can answer this a lot better than me. Don't let it become a cookie club. Make sure people are calling new people, not the same people who's canceled on them six other times. Call new people. Make, you know, the appointments you are most scared to make are the ones that are going to make you the most money right now. Track to make sure follow-up's done. Again, workshops, not play shops. It's scheduled. It's positive energy. It's coaching, feeling of family and teamwork, accountability and excitement. I'm going to tell you right now, if you do the work, you're going to make the money. Okay? I love call workshops. I'm just going to touch on follow-up and trial run, and we're going to talk more about this. We have a breakout this evening. We're going to go review the call workshops and some of the things we're going through now and answer questions from people. And I'm going to have a number of members of the young, I call them the young guns, but our young entrepreneurs that Andrew had on stage that are going to be there as a panel as well to help with this training we're doing tonight. You know, people ask about following up. To me, following up is moving them from event to event. It's nothing more than that. And by the way, an event does not have to be a major local or a major UBB. An event might be I bring my prospect over and I sit down with Keith. And Keith talks to him a little bit more than I can. That's an event. But I got to keep booking from event to event to event to be able to do it. We move them from one thing to the next. People say, how do you know when they're ready? It's real simple. Either they are ready to get started or they don't want to do it anymore. I don't have a real hard problem with it. But here's the best thing. When you're doing a trial run, what do I want them to do for me? And JR said this yesterday. He said it beautifully. I hope everybody heard it. He said, look through those people. When I look at Frank, I don't see Frank. I see the thousands of people that Frank and Gingy Kiefer know that could lead to this business. So I want to get people to lead me to people. Because it doesn't do any good to bring somebody in who's not going to do the business really anyway. But if they lead me to people, and we keep leading to people, you can't keep them out of the business. That's what a trial run is. Understand, they get people to lead to people. I believe follow-up with new business partners is the thing we miss the most. We work so hard, we get someone started, and it's like we're already moving to the next person. What we got to do, we got to get these people ready to go. We got to get them to get people in front of us. Every time they see the plan, does it build a new person's belief in what they have? It absolutely does. Thank you for not answering that, but we're going to move on. Is it scheduled? Do you have a follow-up scheduled? Have you completed the Getting Started Guide? We've got a great tool that doesn't always get used. Do you have a home product presentation or a home business presentation scheduled? One of the things we love to do is email out the information of that new partner to all the partners in that organization to create excitement. My personal young gun, Shane Krangle, he texts it out because that's more new school than old school. I'm moving with this technology good, but he's got it set up with a text group. And what we do is, you have a new business partner. So Kevin's sitting at home. He's having a gin and tonic watching the ball game. And all of a sudden, he gets a text or an email on his phone. He looks down, and what does he see? He's got a new business partner that came into the business while he was doing something else. Shows him that the name, the contact information, the distributor ID, and if they have a Pat Live voicemail as soon as possible. Do you know there's people in this room right now who have large organizations below them but don't know many of the people or don't know how many or don't know when it's growing? To me, it only makes sense to encourage people by doing that. It creates momentum. The other thing this is going to do is it's going to leverage the growth. I had a lady call me up, and she said, Jim, I think you made a mistake. I got two of those emails in the same day. I said, there's no mistake. You have two new business partners. She said, I better get going. I said, that's why I sent you the emails, because I wanted her to understand what was happening. How many times do we bring a new distributor in and we don't schedule anything? What if you had a call workshop scheduled every week for 12 weeks with them? What if you had a follow-up training, you had an in-home product presentation? What if you put their local seminars and the major events into their planner or into their electronic planner? What if they were scheduled to go to their UBPs? You know, there's a lot of times that people get this comment. Is that a real business? Or they have a spouse who's negative. You know why the spouse is negative? Because you don't have anything planned and you're not doing anything. But if you have a schedule filled up from the day you start showing what you're going to, people say, well, can you do it part-time? Take a look at this. How many hours would it be if you did all of this? You'd be doing it in less than 10 to 15 hours a week following result-producing activities. And that's what makes money. So get people scheduled. Right now, I have a great honor to bring up our Executive Vice President of International Sales with the company. I'd like Mr. Dennis Franks to come up and join me on stage if I could.
I want to say a couple things before we get started here. Everybody needs to understand that the two people with Amber and Jim up here, they have just climbed to the next level. Now, that next level means that they are now in the category of $45,000 to $63,000 every 4 weeks. So building strong. You're hearing from people who are growing now and they're applying. The second thing I want to say is, everyone that's in here that may be new in the business the first 6 months, you have just seen things that you should be doing. Each of us as leaders here that have organizations know that you need to be doing that too. And we're going to be reinforcing that. So now we've got a great game plan for you to leave with, and now you have to take action. And we're going to talk about taking action
now. We're going to talk about the President's Challenge. And this is something very personal to us, that we want to get everyone to take action on this. If you're sitting in the seat, if you paid the money to be here, you honestly should be going for this President's Challenge. It is amazing to me when we're sitting up, Dennis, signing tickets and taking photos, all the people who are coming in from Taiwan, Hong Kong, right, who are going for the President's Challenge in Miami.
They are buying 7 tickets at a time. And we wanted to go over the President's Challenge because, ladies and gentlemen, you don't know how far you can be stretched until you're willing to be stretched. And we expect more of you to go after the President's Challenge. So let's just start with the first thing that we have to accomplish. Personally sponsor 6 new qualified distributors. Now, all 6 of those, you have to register and help them register their first 10 preferred customers. Now, every one of these, in addition to bringing in the new distributorship, we want to make sure that you're conducting a product preview to help them get those 10 preferred customers. Now, without a doubt, 6 new distributors. How many of you would like to have 6 new distributors with 10 new customers, right? Now, what did we learn yesterday? We heard about the Essentials for Life program and the Optimal Wellness program with the Optimal Wellness kit that saves the customer $35 when they buy the Multi, the B12, and the Heart Health. So there's a perfect way to help your new distributors to get that.
And you know, we started this, it actually started July 2nd. So I want to make sure, if you sponsored anybody in the month of July, you're already on your way. Now, the thing that happens with these 6 personally sponsored distributors, now we got to grow the organization. So we have to get 2 of them who also sponsor 2 people. So as Dennis mentioned, you're going to sponsor 6 personally. 2 of them have to sponsor 2 people. That means you've got 10 new people in your organization if you're following the plan that is laid out here from our president and owner, J.R. Reitinger.
But you can really eat the elephant by taking one bite at a time. Remember, it's a mathematical equation based on the timeline. We know that you have to talk to 16 people to book 4 quality plans to get 1 new distributor. So the President's Challenge calls for 96 names at a minimum, and you divide it into the number of days that you have getting to the challenge, and you make the calls based on that mathematical equation. Now, if you're doing this, you're going to become the unfranchise owner, the UFO pins that you see that we wear that we're very proud of. Let me say one thing. Taiwan is a true success story, Market Taiwan, and I'll tell you why. Guess how we started Market Taiwan? We blocked the inside to business centers. You cannot open up more than 1 when you come into Taiwan. And the other thing that I want to say with this, we do this. In Market Taiwan, there are 3 times the number of UFOs than there are in the Market America organization. And they're duplicating what they're supposed to be done, and more of us have to get that done.
And you know, that should be, 1, a congratulations to Market Taiwan, and 2, that should be a wake-up call to Market America. I mean, guys, we got to start going for UFO, and this is the way to do it. We're setting the playing field right now. We've got the playbook out. Here's what we do. Purchase 7 tickets. That's your entry cost to play in the game. You need to get 7 tickets, because if you're going to sponsor 6 people, you're going to have to get tickets out to them while you're doing this. So if you've picked up 3, pick up 4 more. If you've picked up 6, buy 1 more. If you've picked up 7, I hope you're on the phone and selling those right now so you can pick up 7 more. Let's get the tickets moving.
1 point on those tickets. Remember, when you're bringing a new business partner in, a very simple question when you're qualifying them: are you willing to travel to learn how to do this business? When they say yes, you just add the $200 to their startup cost. They're coming. Book your calendars February 4th through the 6th, and you'll get them on their way. The next area is create 2,400 business volume worth of MA branded products. Now, this can be personal use and or the sales, which we expect to get by going out there and focusing on your majors. But we also want you to create 300 IBV through either personal or through your group sales. But I think without a doubt, you're seeing all the great things that were added these past 2 days, and you'll learn more today how to attract people to your portal to get those IBV sales through social shopping.
Yeah, with the things we have added, we're going to be able to do this quick, actually, aren't we? We can go out, we're going to take action, get our 100,000 new customers. And you got to keep your mind in the right place. Listen to two audios, use our download curriculum, and put that on. Some people say, well, Jim, it's August. What if I didn't do it? Well, make it up. Make up those audios. Don't let that stop you from going for this President's Challenge. Get it done and do that on a regular basis as well.
One last thing that I want to say is that I have graduated to the iPhone, and I want you to know everyone should be on the Twitter accounts, the Facebook profile, the LinkedIn accounts, quality people to meet. There's other things that you need to have. Easy way to generate interest, the Market America app. If you have not downloaded it, you are an idiot. And I'll say that very clearly because...
What did you mean by that, Dennis?
I'm upset because the other day, Steve Ashley, and listen, I'm learning like you, I've got to tell you. Steve Ashley said, Steve, help me use this comparison shopping scanner. So with the app, you get a scanner. So you press the scanner button. You're walking through a store. You put it over the product, over the code, the security code, and it comparisons shops on your portal to what you're looking to buy, and you can identify the cheapest possible price with this app. So here now somebody's standing next to me and saying, well, what is that? Well, I've learned how to save more money. Tell me about it. What are you doing? I'm comparison shopping at the store. This is a great thing. So be a part of the technology that we offer.
Okay, invite a minimum of 100 people to get paid to shop with MA Cashback. So use our Invite Your Friends tool, invite them to get there, and use that tool on the web. Very simple.
And when we go in here and we have to just look at the criteria of meeting the IBV month to month, JR spoke about hitting the eight engines. Ladies and gentlemen, here is the one thing I can assure you. For 20 years, I've been with this company, with this team. We have never done anything but work to improve your chances of success. You know what? There was a slide up here that says those who work earn the money. That's right. But now you can work smarter. But I'm not asking you to lay off the hours you're putting in. You still got to put them in. But the bottom line is, these are things you naturally do, and you have to create the habits. So the IBV challenge rewards you as you work to create the habit. That's all there is. Remember, we don't have the IBV requirements in place. We're giving you the chance to earn that extra income. Please put these at your desk. Make sure you meet them every 30 days, and you will enjoy that extra IBV placement.
Everybody should be going for this. In fact, when you see these new PIN levels that are coming up, the higher levels, a lot of that came from a push with IBV during a four-week cycle. That's why you're seeing a lot of us who hit it one time, because we were smart enough to work with our teams to get this done. Everybody should be. You can fight it, and you can keep riding your horse, or you can go with this, and we'll take the jet plane the way we're going. Because, you know, people fought technology, people fought cars. You got to get with where we're going to be in the game. Imagine the possibilities. You win the President's Challenge. It means you have 10 new people in your group. Each person produces a minimum of 300 BV when they come in, plus their transfer buy, plus the 2,400 you do. I'm just saying the minimum 300. A lot of people come in 600 BV.
Yeah.
Yep. We're talking, that's 5,400 in BV group. Just because you hit it with 100 new preferred customers, 300 IBV. Plus now you're in the game. You know how to duplicate it. Now imagine if your team did it. If you had one person on each side. Now you got 30 new people, 11,400 BV, 300 new preferred customers in your group, 900 IBV, and your team is duplicating success. Guys, let's all go for this. Let's make it happen. Let's set a record for President's Challenge winners. Dennis, thank you so much
for coming
up with me.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure. All right. See ya.